Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
If you've been diagnosed with breast cancer, you wonder if there's anything you can do to help yourself feel better, possibly even speed your recovery, and really just give you a little bit of extra energy while you go through treatment. Well, exercise just may be the answer for you. My guest is Dr. Catherine Schmitz. She's a professor in the Department of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Schmitz. Speak about breast cancer, first of all, because it is the second leading cause of cancer death in women. You know, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but yet it's really all Cancer Awareness Month, and exercise can have such a profound impact on prevention and even during treatment and recovery.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. We know from some very, very large observational studies that being more physically active is associated with reduced risk for the development of breast cancer to begin with. We know that being more physically active is associated with reduced risk for recurrence of breast cancer, as well as for reduced risk of death from breast cancer. And we have, in addition, over 100 randomized controlled trials at this point that have demonstrated both the safety and the effectiveness of exercise after a diagnosis of breast cancer during and after active treatment for a broad variety of benefits and protective effects. So, you know, the old advice used to be, you know, you have a diagnosis of cancer and, you know, your physician would tell you, rest, take it easy, don't push yourself. And this is, you know, it's 2013, we need to get the word out that, in fact, the evidence tells us quite the opposite.
Okay, so, you know, if someone is, first let's talk about prevention. Okay, exercise is prevention. What does exercise, and we're talking physical activity, mainly of the aerobic kind, getting your heart rate up, weight training for your muscles, but aerobic exercise, really, you know, walking, running, biking, swimming, stair climbing, all of those things. So what really does it do to help prevent? People want to, they say, well, exercise is good for you, but how is it work to prevent?
Right. So we have a number of hypothesized mechanisms that have been examined to see why physical activity results in reduced risk for breast cancer. The sort of hot topics these days that folks are chasing have really an awful lot to do with changes in hormones, as well as changes in metabolism and factors that control your metabolism. So we think that it probably has a lot to do with energy balance as well as energy availability. And if you'll allow me, I will explain the difference between those two terms. So energy balance is a sort of a long-term reflection of the balance between how much energy you're putting in your body and how much energy you're expending through physical activity. And it shows up as your body mass index or the amount of body fat that you carry around. So that's sort of a long-term issue, and we know that maintaining a healthy body weight is associated with reduced risk for many types of cancer, including breast cancer. But there's a shorter-term issue, and that is that of energy availability, which is more of a short-term response of the body to how much energy you have available right now based on the short-term balance of how much food you've eaten and how much activity you're getting. And that short-term issue it seems to have a real effect on metabolic hormones as well as sex steroid hormones such as estradiol and estrogen and you know, testosterone and progesterone. All of those are impacted by the balance of our diets and our physical activity.
So when you're talking about this balance and on our diet and the short term, so we know that hormones, you know, certainly contribute, and cortisol being a stress-related hormone that contributes to many inflammatory processes.
Certainly.
And so right there, you can, you know, kind of get your cortisol levels by exercise, maybe even yoga, meditation. Speak about the types of exercise now that can help during treatment and even in some prevention, because women worry about, oh, I'm not allowed to weight train, lymphedema, or I have to be very careful, can't lift anything, you know. So now we're, you know, in treatment, yoga, stretching, what can we do?
Okay, so one of the organizing principles that has come forward from a broad variety of really smart researchers across the globe is, you know, really thinking about, you know, what would the goals be of an exercise program for someone who's trying to prevent cancer, and thus what does that mean with regard to the program they should be doing? And so for prevention, you really want to focus on aerobic activity. That's where the beef is, you know. Once you have a diagnosis of cancer and you have entered the realm of you are dealing with the fact that you have that diagnosis, you're dealing with choices for treatment, you're undergoing treatments that are very stressful on your body, you know, you're going to shift your focus. You're going to shift the goal now from sort of this long-term window to a very, you know, your time horizon shifts dramatically to how do I feel right now? How can I get done what I need to get done in my life and minimize the negative impact of this treatment on my body for the long haul? Because honestly, any woman who has a diagnosis of breast cancer, particularly, you know, stage one and two, early stage breast cancer, is going to live a very long life. And so they need to be aware of needing to care for themselves during treatment in a manner that's consistent with their long-term health.
And so
stopping exercise is a bad idea.
And of course, and that's what women are afraid of. Now, we only have about a minute and a half left here, so speak specifically about the exercises.
Sure. Okay. So what women who've been diagnosed should be doing, we know that the number one treatment for cancer-related fatigue, which is an issue during treatment, is walking, is exercise, is aerobic exercise. We also know that many women are very afraid of developing lymphedema or worsening lymphedema after breast cancer. And work that we've done right here at the University of Pennsylvania shows that, in fact, a slowly progressive program of therapeutic exercise, doing weightlifting, is efficacious for preventing onset and preventing worsening of lymphedema. And so folks need to go find somebody who is trained in working with lymphedema in order to do this program. This is not a program you should just sort of buy a DVD and go out there and do. This is something you really do need some specialty training to learn to do.
Okay, so that's, you know, lifting and such. How do you feel about yoga?
Yoga is problematic because yoga is not yoga is not yoga, right? So there's about 100 different types of yoga. And so I have a major concern for telling women to go out and do yoga because some of the more popular forms of yoga these days involve doing a lot of what's called downward facing dog, where you put your most of your weight on the palms of your hands and your butt's up in the air, right? So and you're kind of in a big inverted V shape. And that's probably not a good idea for a woman who has had surgery in her shoulder girdle, a woman who's had surgery in her upper body, in her chest, and potentially upper back from reconstructive surgery. Probably need to get an evaluation from you know, somebody who really knows how to examine the shoulders prior to returning to that kind of activity. That said, hatha yoga, more gentle forms of yoga, absolutely fantastic for stress reduction, reducing that cortisol you talked about before, and has been demonstrated in Karen Mustian's work at the University of Rochester to improve sleep in breast cancer survivors.
Well, that is great advice. So, you know, in this Breast Cancer Awareness Month, understand that the treatments out there are just have gone so far in advances that you will live a long and good life, but you have to keep that exercise up. It's more important now than ever, both for prevention, treatment, and to help speed your recovery. The proof is out there now. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Stay with us and stay well.